Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, February 22nd, and we're back with you. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
So, no guests today, but we have a full show, a lot to talk about and stuff. A lot happening in the world, man, especially in Washington, huh?
That's all I can say.
I have to agree, right?
You know, it's a big thing when Joe Scarborough is the first guest on Stephen Colbert. Like, when reporters are becoming superstars, Morning Joe, he was on for two segments on Stephen Colbert, and that's usually reserved for, like, the top movie star.
Really?
So they got interviewed for two segments. Like, now he's becoming a superstar.
Really?
So it's interesting. It's
now, who is that again?
You know Morning Joe? Have you ever heard of that on MSNBC?
No,
it's, like, the most popular political show, and Trump was always calling in and watches it every morning, and it's like,
oh, wow.
So he and Joe Scarborough, who actually ran for office, he's become this, like, he's a strong Republican and conservative who's against Trump and talks straight at him,
right.
And they banned Kellyanne Conway from their show.
Wow.
So there, he's getting, like, everyone loves him now.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, man. It's really hard to get behind the president, you know?
Yeah, he said that too.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, it's up to other Republicans to step forward from the Senate and from everywhere else, because they're going to be judged on what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, the Democrats are deciding who's going to lead them, right? Is that tonight, tomorrow?
I think it's tonight.
Tonight, right? There's like a debate or something on CNN.
They're trying to
figure out
who's going to head the DNC.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. You know?
Yeah.
That should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So who do you think? I mean,
Keith Ellison is probably going to be the breakout star. The Obamas don't like him for some reason, but Sanders and the progressive left really like him.
Really?
So I'm thinking it'll be he if we're pushing that forward to the left, but we'll see.
Wow. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, things are going crazy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but, a lot of things are happening. They were saying that, so there's going to be like a town hall thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's going to be?
Oh, no, the town hall.
So that's a different thing.
Yeah, the town hall thing is really interesting. So a lot of times Republican senators will go back to their constituents and hold town halls, and you never hear about them.
Right, right.
And now they're overflowing with people, and they're screaming at their senators, and they're all taping them and putting them on social media, and they're all against – it's Republican – senators and Republican people in the town hall saying, do your job, get rid of this crazy president. Someone finally said it. In Tennessee, which is a really red state,
right.
He said, ever since this president has been on, I feel like I'm a passenger of a car being driven by a drunk driver.
Right.
And everyone was like, wow!
Right, right.
So now it's interesting to see what social media is bringing to the table. But so now senators are dodging their town halls. So
right.
They're not going to them.
I see. Okay. Get it. Do you ever wonder how astronauts go to the bathroom in space?
Wow. Good segue.
Right?
Good segue.
Yeah.
I think I went to the Air and Space Museum in is there like a bag?
Well,
a tube?
I don't know what's going on, but I guess they're more concerned with actually getting rid of it altogether.
Yeah, there's a lot of space poop.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a lot of space poop.
And so they're trying to figure out how to solve that problem. You know, and they want to see.
How much poop could there be? Space seems really big.
No, but it's like. No, but I don't know if you can process it. I don't know how it.
No, it just floats there forever, yeah.
Right, but how do you get it from your body outside, you know, when you poop?
I think you put it in a bag. You poop in a bag, and then you put the bag from Apollo 13. This is what they did.
Right, but the point is, if you can't remove your suit for up to 6 days, okay, then they need something. They're saying,
diapers. Remember that astronaut who did the diaper thing? They said that's what.
Are you gonna keep shit on you for 6 days?
I don't know.
You would die. I mean, no. They're saying it's gonna bring up like all kinds of medical problems. You know, like infection and things like that. You know, from extra poop on your. Could result in infection or sepsis. Whatever.
Sepsis is an infection. So they don't have any. Well, is this for people going? I'm so confused. Is it people going to, in space? They haven't figured that out
in
yet?
In space, no. So they're trying to figure out how long. Well, the thing is this, is that I think the people that we're seeing in space now maybe take off their suits while they're in the station.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But what they're saying, if you can't remove it for 6 days,
like
what
Mars
do you do?
And stuff, yeah.
Right, what do you do? So actually, they put it up for competition for people to solve that problem around the world.
Wow.
They got 19,000 registered competitors and 5,000... they have a total to choose from. So, and then they chose, there's a winner who's actually a doctor, and they're talking about catheters and inflatable bedpans that things could get through. So, there's a tiny airlock in the suit's crotch through which items such as catheters and inflatable bedpans could pass through. So, yeah, I guess you'd go in a bedpan and then you'd. You'd put it into that pouch or something.
Very messy, whatever it is. Because it floats. It just sits there and floats in globules.
I don't know what it does.
It floats like orange juice, like little balls in the air.
Oh,
my
God.
Yeah. It's not going to be good.
So, but that's the thing. You have to think about these things, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you overcome like major technical issues and challenges.
Comes down to peeing and poop.
Come down to poop and space poop. That's funny. Now, there's a serious thing going on. I guess they just released a story about this, a couple of nursing homes where a lot of rape has been going on. And related to this, the reason I brought this up is because in Israel right now, my dad watches Israeli TV all day and night, right? So when I go there, I see bits of news. And apparently there's like a big scandal right now about this home where people were beaten up and abused emotionally, physically.
Like a nursing home?
Like a nursing home. Yes. And so they actually put up secret cameras on there and saw what's going on.
Why wouldn't you always have cameras,
now,
right?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. So obviously the owner is under a lot of fire and the employees and shit. But the question is, yeah. It's like, how can you blame it? How can you say you didn't know? You should have known.
Well,
right?
First of all, they shouldn't be doing it, but you put up cameras to make sure their elder abuse is rampant in the industry because it's a low-paying, very tedious, hard job, and people go crazy.
Yeah. Is it really low-paying? I think they get paid pretty good money, don't you think?
Actually, yes. Well, it depends. If you're like a custodian, it's not great.
I guess if it's private or what.
Yeah, exactly. But it can be a very stressful job. And
I can imagine, but what I say is, if you can't work with people, get the fuck out. You know, you don't go and destroy the remainder of life that people still have.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean, who goes and rapes an 80-year-old woman?
Yeah,
you know, well, what is that? You know, so it's and it happens a lot. And when you when it's hard to watch. That abuse is hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, when you see them beating them up and things
awful.
Like that,
they're
you know.
Helpless.
So how do we, you know, and this affects the victims, the families, you know, and apparently sometimes, you know, if there's a blue and black marks, they will say, oh, they fell or something, you know, and things like that. And these people are helpless. Think of it. Some of them robbed of their memories, you know. Some of them can't even talk.
I can't imagine. That would be pure torture.
Yeah. That's why, you know, we've done everything we could, and I think we're very fortunate that my parents were able to save a little bit for their retirement.
Yeah, it's so important.
You know, so we can get caregivers for them at home. Mm-hmm. But so many people are not as fortunate. And they have to put their parents in a home.
And there's nothing wrong with putting a nanny cam or something. If you suspect anything, that's your right to put in some kind of anything. A camera in the home, outside the home, that's your right.
We put a couple in the home just to be sure.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
And when they know there's cameras there, they're going to be careful.
Hopefully,
Yeah. So, but you need to know what's going on because elderly are like little kids. You can't leave them alone.
No. That's why you have assisted living, yeah.
Yeah. So it's very difficult and... and as you get older, you have to think about these things. So that sucks, you know.
Elder abuse.
Yeah. There's a breaking news here that astronomers have found at least 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a star 40 light years away. So seven Earth-like planets, but they're Earth-sized, which like, Who cares, really? 40 light years away? Do I really care?
Well, it's not. Usually things are like millions of light years away. So right. Anything that's like within reason, which sounds crazy, if the Earth happens to have some kind of fallout from global warming, they're it trying to be. Find other places in which we could inhabit.
Right.
So if it's not that, they're trying to find places close enough that we could somehow get there.
Right. But how does the size really matter of the planet, you know?
Well, it's probably the proximity of like to a warmer. Yeah, we need like a sun. We need like, yeah, I don't know the size.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's very interesting, you know, to think about these things. But I truly feel we're the only ones here.
Really?
Yeah.
In this
even
vast...
the probability.
Yeah, probability is low.
No, because I am a little religious and I do believe in God. And I believe that this is sort of like something that's just happening. But then again, you think, well, why would God create only one, right?
Or is there only one God over in that galaxy? You
right.
know what I mean?
So I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I think the answer is no one knows.
Until I see something.
That's right. Until you see, I know. And then you see things like are there, if there's any plant life, if we can find plant life on Mars, then that would lead to something like,
yes.
Or even on like a moon.
Any kind of
Titan,
life at all.
Yeah, any type. Amoeba, you know, anything that would lead to believe that, okay, then maybe these are cells that come together organically.
Right.
I love the people that are just like listening for alien life. You know how they tune in, like contact. Uh-huh. That is a lot of silence. There's a lot of silence right there.
I know. Wow. But some people believe, yeah. So.
Hey, it's good to have someone listening in case something happens.
Yeah.
I'd rather someone listening.
I know. I love movies about aliens and stuff.
Arrival, you would love Arrival.
I know. I wanted to see that. And I'm trying to see
just what we're talking about.
Yeah, it just came out, I think, on Amazon or something.
I have it on a screener I can not give you, but wink, wink.
Oh, okay. Is it like, but it's a physical DVD,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, you see, I don't even have a DVD.
You know
player.
What? Neither do we.
Yeah. I have a PS4, I guess I
yeah,
can
yeah.
make that, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, no, I it's okay. I can fork out a couple
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, yeah, it's really you know? Good.
But the only problem with me is this. Look, I don't buy movies because I only watch a movie ever once,
I
right?
I agree.
So what I do is I would like rent movies
totally.
Before. Now I just stream them for free from Amazon. But if there's a new movie, you have to pay for it. Okay, so the rental is $5.99 for 24 hours. Now, that's fine, right? But I never watch a movie in one sitting, you know?
It's see, that's like, crazy
takes
to me.
Takes me four days.
Is that true?
Yeah, it really is.
Is that really true?
I'll sit like half an hour, and then I move on to do other things.
I've
yeah.
never heard anyone
really?
Do that, ever.
As soon as I finish my popcorn, I'm done.
I've never heard of anyone like Whoa. That, ever.
I've been watching the final episode of Westworld for 3 days
Oh,
now.
I've never heard of anything like
yeah.
that. That's
I mean,
crazy.
I have like 10 minutes left and in the episode that
it's
I shot
it's a good
it
10 minutes.
It is,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
I
big.
Know. So it's pretty good. I mean, the final is pretty good. We'll see how they continue this, you know. But yeah, it opens up a lot of new things.
Yeah,
too,
there's
you
twists
know,
at the end.
Like the robot walking out of there, you know, and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's interesting. We'll see. But yeah, Anthony Hopkins still with what's the is it Jeffrey the black guy's name? What's his name? The actor?
Oh, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, Jeffrey
yeah.
Wright.
Bernard.
Yeah, Bernard. Still talking.
But wait until the
alive
last 10 minutes.
And, yeah, right?
Just wait.
I know. Wow.
I'm watching a new show on HBO called Big Little Lies. I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it. It's with Nicole
Kidman. I've heard of it.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, and Shailene Woodley.
Oh.
And guys, it's really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's I read the book. It's a mini series based on a book by Leanne Moriarty, and it's directed really cool, and it's a mystery. And
yeah.
it's kind of, you know, soapy and campy, but it's just well done.
Yeah.
So it'll get you. It'll hook you.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a fun... And Reese Witherspoon's... The acting is great in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have
excellent.
Been looking for a new show now that I'm done with Westworld.
The problem is, though, you can't binge this because it comes out once a week.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, for you, that's up
anything.
Your alley. I'm like, what the hell?
But so what I started saying is if I pay... $5.99 It's only for 24 hours, right? So if I pay that four times, it's like $25
Yeah,
bucks
that's
to watch
so much money.
So you can buy it, right? But it's $15 And I'm thinking, I don't want to pay $15 for a movie I'm only going to watch once. Although, it's like going to the movies, right?
It's just like, so, it's probably cheaper still.
Right.
But here's the thing. Have you ever sat through a movie that's like great the whole time?
Only in theaters. In theaters, I do all the time.
Okay, because I was going to say, Arrival is so good, I would think you'd sit the whole time.
Yeah, I probably would. But yeah. I am looking forward to seeing that. And maybe I'll just buy it and then watch it at my leisure.
I'll just give you the PS4.
No, right. Why? Why? $15
Yeah, yeah.
Kid,
you're right. You're the one telling me. You're like, I should just do it.
No, I know, but it's just... No, but the thing is what I... And you know what? There's times where I spend a lot more than $15
yeah, right.
on shit, right?
I know.
You go to the movies, it's $50-$60 for
oh,
two
it's
people,
so
you
expensive.
Know? It's a
How
lot
about
of money.
Disneyland? It's like $1 million.
$1 million, pretty much. Yeah, I know. We stopped counting after a while. You
and
know?
Like your birthright and like your left arm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, give you your left testicle to
Seriously.
Get in.
Seriously.
My God. So, yeah, so I don't mind that, but it's the principle, because then I say, well, you know what? There's a million free movies here. Can I justify spending the $15?
That's
right
true.
Now? But I really do want to see the movie, so
it's great.
I'll see it.
Well, you will. I would love to hear your take on it.
Yeah. I realize that movies that you really want to watch don't stream for free for years. You know, I mean, there's still like movies that came out last year's Oscar.
Like The Revenant? No, I think you can.
No,
watch
The
it.
Revenant. I don't know if it was for free. Maybe it was, but for a while.
Usually takes like month, like 6 months or something.
More than that, yeah? I think. Yeah, really, because I mean, DVDs come out at about you know a few months after, but the streaming, at least the free one,
mm-hmm.
doesn't come out. No, actually, the new ones either, because like for example, now only now. Like Matt Damon, Jason Bourne came out.
Ah, I see.
Okay, came out and you can yeah. buy it or rent mm-hmm. it, right? It's mm-hmm. not free.
Mm.
So, and that was on like months ago, right?
That's, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. And then there were a couple of movies. Yeah, The Theory of Everything. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, with Stephen
yes,
Hawking.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like love that movie.
Weren't crazy about
no.
it. Because I'm still eager to see it, and yeah. I realize that it hasn't been around, so I'll just get that too.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's. I
yeah,
thought
it's
it, I didn't love
great,
the movie.
Huh?
No, I didn't think it was great. To
yeah,
because
I saw the trailer. The trailer looked good.
Yeah,
so.
And Eddie Redmayne does a great job as Stephen Hawking, but yeah. the movie lacks a certain climax of. I thought it was a bit dull.
Yeah. Okay, well.
But, you know what?
Yeah, we like objective opinions.
There you go.
Yeah,
I can't love every movie.
yeah, <right. laughs>
you know what I mean? That's exactly right.
Wow. So,
yeah, the Oscars are on Sunday, man.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with the Oscars? Are you looking forward to anything there?
Yeah. They.
You like watching award shows. You've been watching all of them.
Yeah, I like to keep on track. I think I'll be actually working, yeah. unfortunately. But, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. Will be hosting
again, right?
And hopefully it'll be a little bit more diverse than the last two because they were all very, very white.
Okay.
Every single nominee and winner in the major categories was white. So they're trying to change that. And hopefully it's going to be all anti-Trump. So that'll be fun. So it's going to be the
yeah,
Hollywood
fun.
Elite making fun.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Hollywood orgy.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what? You know what
president.
George Clooney said today in I think he was with a French interviewer. He goes, Donald Trump people and his followers always say, oh, the Hollywood elite. Donald Trump gets paid $120,000 from SAG because he's been every year as a pension fund. He is one of the Hollywood elite. He has a credit on IMDb. He's been in like movies. So he's just, he's at their level. And he's like, I'm not one of those. Well, yeah, you are. He gets six
well,
figures.
Well, maybe
from
he was.
SAG.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, he probably
but,
still wants to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, all I can tell you, regardless of right or left, actors are not role models for me to listen to about politics.
Yeah.
They really aren't. You know, they're actors. They have a great job. They may be very talented, but it doesn't make him any more qualified in politics than the next guy.
No, I think they're just citizens.
They're just influencers.
They're citizens, but they have larger audiences. So those
right.
that want to use their voice for good, that's what they want to do.
And they're influencers.
And they're allowed.
You know?
They're citizens. And they're allowed to speak their mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know.
I guess Harrison Ford almost hit a plane. Did you hear about this?
But that was some time ago. That was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it was? There's video that came out. That's what this is.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He literally almost collides with the plane.
Oh, my God.
It is. Oh, yeah, February 13th. So it was a week ago. He lands on a taxiway. Yeah, you guys got to watch this YouTube.
Wow.
You're like, no. Wow, so Ford. He's being investigated now for his runway.
Yeah, wow. I know. I'm wondering if I'm ever going to get on a private plane again. But we were talking about this with Abby the other day,
yeah.
right? But I don't know that I will, but no, but I've decided for certain reasons, I mean, under certain circumstances, I would be.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like what?
With the right pilot,
oh,
maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know what that means. Gonna... I like it. I'm so confused, but I like it.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you have a good pilot, maybe. You
oh, you're saying because of the fear.
Yeah, I see
what you're saying. I thought you were like, can I ever get. I see what you're saying.
No.
Oh, yeah, I should have described that. And then I was like, a sexy pilot.
Because I have.
I was trying to think of that. I see, because, yeah, and you always see these little planes. It's not a good. You always see right. the. But, you know, the again, the probability is so low.
It really is.
It really is.
And what we don't realize, another thing. Is somebody told me something that was interesting. I guess a pilot had said that to him, but he said an airplane is designed to live in the air,
mm-hmm.
not on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that they're more likely to stay up than to be down.
Very true.
Right.
Like 100. Like almost nine. Like it's, the percentages is very high.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. And if you're with a responsible pilot and everything that's flown a million times, then you know they can handle just about any situation.
Yeah.
You know. So. Yeah, so I think I should get over that fear I've developed.
But sometimes
and get
that
back
fear
into
gets
flying because
yeah,
I love it.
There you
I
go,
love
there you
taking
go.
Off. You know,
well,
it's the best.
Then maybe
ever.
Like try doing like a little tour plane thing. I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah, I just I feel that being on a plane has become so common now mm-hmm. that you should just enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's really a lot of fun.
Pop
it's
some Ambien.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
Some wine and you'll be
it's
fine.
It's just that last time I popped an edible and yeah. I thought I was gonna die. But so try an Ambien instead.
I love that
something
story.
Something more verified.
I love that story. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall.
I know.
Oh God,
I was so scared.
Did you tell anyone?
No,
you were just
only afterwards.
But you were just like alone in your fear.
I was terrified on the plane. Haven't had an edible as I took off, thinking I would enjoy it, but I'd never done it before. Even though I've had that edible a million times before, but never flying.
And maybe the altitude
or something. It was even before that. I mean, as I was sitting on the seat,
uh-oh.
I'm like, how can people be so casual about the plane? I mean, what if we don't arrive at our destination?
That's bad.
What I was going through my mind, and I'm like, what? Are they crazy? I mean, and actually the one that was crazy, obviously, was me. I was the one who was scared like hell. But I think it amplified the fear.
Of course, the paranoia.
Or something, you know? But, man, from an early age, I used to love flying. I would read magazines on military planes and shit like that. You know, it was very interesting. So I always enjoyed that. And then I finally took flying lessons and enjoyed that.
Well,
but
if you miss it, you should get back to it.
I know. I'm only a few hours away from getting my license. And
oh, yeah. So this could be a bucket list thing for you.
It is, right?
Yeah. This is great.
That's true.
How's camping? Are we camping yet?
Not yet. Look at the weather.
You're right. I'm so sorry. I was like, come on. No, you're right. It's been very.
I will be. I have a tent ready.
Yeah, the tent is all set up for you. No, I know.
But I
got to
tell you, I took some rides up the coast and saw people actually stopping off with RVs and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
pulling
that's
off
yeah,
and there's like parks and stuff at the beach.
My grandparents did that across the country.
Yeah.
RV.
You know, so, but the thing is, during the season, it's very full. But right now, it's perfect time, you know,
right.
So you can go there, find spaces without reservation or anything.
That's true.
And we saw people having like a blast.
I feel like maybe March would be good because it's like warm here. You could do it. Not a lot of people
spring,
do it.
Spring coming.
Yeah.
I know. But if you noticed, our wettest month has been February so far, right?
It's been a wet winter, they call
it.
Wet winter, yeah.
But I always said that February here is really the wettest month in Southern California. Well, I've lived here 40 years. I guess I've had enough time to figure it out, right?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
That's like, I would take your opinion on that, for sure.
An observation,
good
right?
I stayed in the Big Sur, and I went up the coast,
uh-huh.
and we stayed at a hotel called Tree Bones, and you stay in yurts, which are like teepees in the trees.
Oh, wow.
And you
in
look
the trees?
In the trees, and you overlook this gorgeous cliffside. You guys should all Google Tree Bones Resort, and it is spectacular. However, it gets mighty cold, turns out, in the yurts.
Yeah.
And they had a heater, but it would only work like for an hour at a time. So just bundle up, y'all.
Oh, my
God. It's cold, but it was wonderful.
At any time of the year?
Yeah, we went and then we had wine upstairs in there. They have like a little cafe and we would play Scrabble. I mean, it was great.
Right.
It was great.
But what I mean, it's still cold when it's summer?
Yeah, just because it's pretty high up.
Okay.
And you're in the trees. Oh. So, but.
I would love that.
Oh, though. You look up tree bones. You
okay,
will,
I will
love it.
I will.
It's very cool.
I think I saw something like that on Facebook.
Yeah,
once
tree bones, it's well known, but the yurts are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really neat. It's really cool. Yeah. Also, I want to name my kid Yurt because that's funny.
That's a funny word, Yurt.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a lot is going on, really. I wanted to bring up so in India, I guess if you want to divorce a woman, all you have to say is say the word divorce three times.
Like Beetlejuice? Really? That's all you have
to
do?
Yeah, it's like the word is talak, I guess.
Talak.
So, talak, okay. T-A-L-A-Q. And talak. If you say talak, you know what
so
I think
So I say talak,
it
talak, talak?
You know what I think it means?
What?
If I can, because Arabic sounds a lot like Hebrew.
Sure.
It's like the words come from the same root.
Sure.
So
Aramaic,
talak yeah. sounds like telech. Which means leave or go away.
Oh, interesting.
Go away. I'll bet you that's what it means.
Wow.
So
get away.
Yeah. You know, so it's like if you say it in a fit of anger and
you say it,
whatever,
you have to say it three times.
Three times. So then they're saying that there's a common like waiting period that you give her an option.
So he
to
says
leave.
It three times. Then she has to wait
she
a little.
Has, no, but she has to leave. So in some situations, she has to leave right there and then. Can you imagine?
And it's only the men that have obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. So now you see how important it is for women to just have to live with their system because they don't have a choice. They need to be taken care of because the society puts them in that situation.
Have you seen that famous photograph going around where these Syrian women landed a plane? It was all pilots, were all women, and they landed
wow.
in Syria, which is a place they're not allowed to drive a car.
Really?
Where they flew their plane in.
Syria,
I mean,
or
in Syria.
Saudi Arabia?
Oh, Saudi Arabia, excuse
yeah.
me, yeah. So, and you see them in their hijabs with their flying their plane in there, and they land,
wow.
and they're like not allowed to drive in that same area. The rules right. with women, I always say I am most lucky in this world, to be honest, to
yes.
be born as a woman in America.
Yes.
That is the most important thing, luckiest thing that could have happened as a woman, to be
That's
super
true.
Honest. If you
That's
were born,
true.
Even as a poor woman in America, as a woman, you have fundamentally so many more options.
Absolutely.
Than almost anywhere
as
else.
As a human being, you know, and that's why
absolutely.
I'm saying, I'm taking it as far as saying we're very fortunate to live here. Yes, you to be born here because you can still be president.
Absolutely.
Right? So there you go. But to live in America is a very fortunate thing, and that's why we have so many immigrants. You know,
right, and especially for mothers and women and wives, this is
right.
what freedom actually looks like. When you're not allowed to show any part of your skin, this is what it looks like.
Right.
Yeah. So Oprah always said that. Now she's always like, you know, the most luckiest thing in the world wasn't that I got to be Oprah, it was that I was a woman and I was born in America.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Absolutely.
Very
Oprah
true.
Said a lot of wise things.
I love that, Oprah. I love that. And she's going back to hardcore reporting.
Yeah,
I'm very
that.
Excited.
That'll be cool, right?
She started as a, you know, hardcore reporter in Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she started as a reporter with Gail King.
Oh, so they go back.
Oh, yeah. They were both reporters in Baltimore, and there was a storm. This is when they were in their 20s, and a storm knocked out the power, and Oprah had to stay over at Gail's house.
Mm.
And ever since then, they've been best friends.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's
oh,
cool.
It's the
I
best.
Like to hear
the
stories
best.
Like that.
I love it,
know?
Too.
Yeah. So now, another good news, I guess, from Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, okay. What's he doing these
days? Okay, so what's he doing? He's donated 75 guitars from
wow.
his collection to public schools.
Ugh.
He wants to see music being taught
Ugh.
In schools again.
I could not agree more.
Right.
Van Halen.
They're, you know, in light of all the budget cuts and everything, he says,
wow.
what's... But look, I got to... Look, it's a very noble thing. I have nothing against having music in school. But for him to say, could you imagine a world without music, is a little curious to me, because even without music class in school, I still would have been into music as much as I am today.
But I think people...
I don't think I needed... And, you know, like I took like private guitar lessons and stuff, you know. So, I mean, I did take music class, but because it was required as a kid... But
imagine you didn't know that you loved music and never being introduced.
But how can
how
you
would
not
you,
know?
I, like,
you just turn on the radio and
yeah,
either
but if
you
I
like
to,
it or
like,
you
I
don't.
Learned how to play drums, recorder, sing, like all of that. I did drama. My brain opened up in ways I never even imagined. Mm. And practicing music in school helps tremendously with math and science.
Right.
So it really aids the brain in forming new levels of the brain for children.
That's true. And plus it's part of the culture, you know.
Yeah,
and
so exactly.
But I guess, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like it could be left for later on.
Ooh, I don't think, like Winston school. Churchill said this, which is, yeah. I love this quote. They said, at World War II, they said, should we shut down the arts and music departments in our schools to save money for World War II? And he says, right. Why would you do that? What in the world then would we be fighting for?
Right. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're not talking about shutting it down, but we're talking about...
But it is, but a lot of Trump people say they want to shut down NPR and PBS and public stuff like that. And then you move into the NEA and the Endowment for the Arts and things get cut.
Yeah,
And culture goes away.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
Nobody's going to take that. I mean, there's a lot of people are not taking a lot of shit now. So
I know, but I bet you 10 cents, because that's all I have.
Right. That he's going to
try the PBS and NPR.
Right.
Those two.
Yeah.
Which would be crazy, because that's how people stay informed and it's public information.
But is it really? Are they still relevant?
Oh, my God. NPR?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Think of it. I mean, at the edge of the internet and everything, what do they offer that other... that you can't consume anywhere
else. They offer not just headlines. I get an entire full report from someone and a reporter who's experienced with background, and it's like for a 5-minute long or 10-minute long report, I'm getting much more of the information than a headline on an internet.
Right. But I mean, you've got like a million channels, you know. Do we really need something?
NPR is just at the height and the standard, and the best reporters go there. So it's very trustworthy, and it's something that is balanced and it's fair. And I think that that's something terrible to lose for the public.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay. Well, I never listened to it, so I don't know the value of it. But
it's
if
excellent.
You say so.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's just a really... And PBS, you know, that's where like Sesame Street, you know, that's...
Yeah.
PBS is public broadcasting for those who... It's not cable. For those who don't have it, it's just...
But I mean, but how are commercial shows any worse? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so Sesame Street started there at a different time, at a different place.
Well, PBS shows educational stuff. So
right.
There's not a lot of other channels that's for free that you can actually see something of value.
Well, yeah. I don't know why they don't do that.
Right.
Maybe they...
That's
well,
PBS because PBS does it.
No, it's because it's on the internet more. You have like courses and...
Yeah, but you know... I guess it is part of what I feel is part of the culture, and having a public broadcasting system that's been well known and well liked for so long and well established, is to get rid of it is just, I think, a shame.
Yeah, and the biggest question really is how much money would we be saving?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a radio
totally
network?
Like it's going to be some millions of dollars. You couldn't get that elsewhere. Of like
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
I agree.
No.
The Pentagon spends $70,000 on a toilet.
Thinking,
you know.
Yeah. But going back to schools and stuff, I think I don't see room to cut back on that. You know, I'm just saying that I think the world, like at least in my experience, I would have been into music regardless of whether there was a music department or not. But you're right. Look, because if you get some kids that are like...
kind of like clueless. Like I didn't know.
Yeah, or like restless or whatever.
Exactly.
They can't focus in school.
And then they soar when they're in music
class. Get them
class.
Into music. You
yeah,
know?
Or we had dance classes and this guy who was always ADD, always up, couldn't stand still, most beautiful dancer, and then he went into dance.
Wow.
So it's like you don't know which kid you're going to be touching. And he didn't have the resources to go to a dance private school, you know?
Right.
So it's like this gives them the opportunity of another life.
Right.
But it is. It's about culture. It's about what you fight for. You know what I mean? It's about the basis of sort of American flavor.
Yeah.
So it's we'll but see. Interesting, Van Halen. All right.
Yeah. So Van Halen and they're talking about a lot of money into. Well, I don't know how much a lot of money is. He's talking about 75 guitars, and also they created a charity, so I'm sure they're gonna like continue with this. And, you know, so he says, "Look, I mean, the guy that's heading the charity is saying." You put a kid in a music class and it builds community.
Confidence.
Communication.
Yep.
And they find a place. It's a safe haven.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about.
I think a
about,
lot of people felt their music class was the one time in their school which they could enjoy and be safe and be happy, you know? So I think that's mucho importante if you want actually educated children.
Right. So we don't need to put everybody into a box, you say.
Yeah, I think like, if you're like math, science, English, right. Like then what are the kids going to grow up to be in America,
right.
You know?
Right. But you know what? We don't have a lot of STEM either, and we need a lot more.
Hey,
of that.
You know, math and science, we are way behind.
Right.
I understand, but they say, you know, playing a musical instrument in fact helps with math and science. So
if it does, I mean, I have no problem with it.
Yeah, you know? The brain synapses are very similar when you play an instrument to doing math.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I mean, I grew up learning instruments. I love music. I couldn't live without it, really.
Yeah.
So there's no, I guess, no question we should do this, but... So it's cool that Eddie Van Halen is into it. He looks so he looks older now, although he looks great, you know.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, he looks great. Right, and he's about my age.
It's hard, I think, for rock stars to age well, isn't it?
Right.
Who's a rock star that just has aged well? Steven Tyler's just turned into like my aunt, like an older woman.
But they're really old, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so I mean, Van Halen's probably in his late 50s, like
looking
me,
good, you know? Though. That's good.
So he looks great, you know, but I don't think I would have recognized him with the goatee and everything. Mm, so.
Like Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Man.
No, but you see, you're looking at the really old
ones. Yes, you're right. I guess you're right.
What about the ones that like
middle
age?
Yeah,
you know?
I guess you're right. I'm trying to think. Like Rick Springfield still looks cool.
Does he really?
He looks great. He still performs and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, you know.
I saw Smokey Robinson. He looked fantastic.
Really?
And he sang beautifully.
He's ancient at this point.
And he sang that falsetto.
Really?
Tears. Oh, God. It was good at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
How long ago was that?
It's like a year or two, and they had fireworks, and I was like, I don't want to go see Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
And I was with my parents, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. He was excellent.
Yeah. How can you not want to see him?
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Wow.
It was neat.
So, also about life expectancy, I guess, did you see that?
Yeah, we're reaching 90 by 2030.
Right, but that's South Korea, not us so much.
No, I know. I was like, but I think it's an Asian, it's a soy-based, healthier country.
But they're saying, the average expectancy will globally rise by 2030.
Wow, yeah.
So that's interesting. And I guess they're now... So in South Korea right now, 90 years old is the average life expectancy.
It's insane.
Isn't it?
I mean, you got to take a look at what are they eating? What are they doing? A lot of that is tons of Tai Chi, working out slowly, low impact, soy.
I think it's a lot of... They're in touch with their body.
Very much
ways,
Tai
Chi.
Yeah, anytime
right?
they... Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, you wonder... That's obviously working for someone.
Right. But I don't know. On the other hand, though, I mean, that's just some people. I'm also picturing the big cities with people eating like McDonald's and smoking cigarettes and drinking and all that. So
yeah, one
I don't
woman,
know if they don't have that.
Well,
you know,
it's just the genetics of the South Korean, whatever it is, the genetics that work there
right.
are just healthier in that life expectancy. But they also practice better life habits.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And they're saying that, so, you know, unhealthy lifestyles obviously is the reason for, for not living very long. But I don't know that I want to live till I'm 90.
Live that way if you're not living well. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
You want to be healthy, man.
Yeah. But you want to be healthy, but you also want to be having some like a whiskey drink or like, you know, you want to go out. And so it's like how well do you want to live?
Yeah, exactly. What kind of a
life
do you
want to live?
Exactly.
Right. Till 90. Right.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, you
just
think
seen everybody dying off around you. And you staying around.
And we're back to elder abuse. Now we're full circle. Yeah, but they better, you know, now that the life expectancy has gotten longer and longer, they've got to up the nursing homes now because the baby boomers are about to be in those nursing homes.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're going to be expecting a lot better than what we have. So
I know. Wow. That's why it's so important to save for your retirement. Man.
Yeah, I know.
It really is important, and it's never too early to start thinking
even if
about
it's
it.
A little bit at a time.
Yeah, you got to.
1% of your paycheck put away.
And put it in compound interest,
mm-hmm.
or not necessarily interest, but compounding. Any way you can do it, if you can do it with stock and other,
right?
But the point is to increase your money and then get more value on that more money that you have.
But you know what I wish, Sam? I wish they would teach that in school.
Right, they do.
Because
right?
I learned about parallelograms, and that is not helping me.
No, right?
There's no parallelogram season. There's a tax season, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And I don't understand why that is not taught. Because it
that's
is
true, right?
so confusing, and it's every adult, and you have to get there. So then why isn't that taught?
But did you ever try doing a computer one? computer taxes?
No, I do
taxes?
Do computer. I do, okay. But it's just still like, I wish I knew more what I was
doing.
Exactly. Like, I want to know what, yeah, it's just, I wish that that was a course I could have taken to like better prepare. I wish there was
absolutely.
A course in like adulting. Right. I wish there was that.
In finance, personal finance.
Like, I don't think a lot of people know exactly what a Roth IRA or a 401k.
Right.
That would have been nice to have in a class in high school. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So we need music and we need tax classes.
And we need tax classes and finance and everything.
Yeah.
And we'll see what we have left. But the thing is, science, math, right? What's E?
Engineering.
Engineering. And
what's the T for?
Technology, maybe?
Oh, good.
No?
That's good. STEM?
Yeah.
We're spelling STEM,
right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, STEM. Yeah, what am I talking about? Okay, you guys have lost me. I've lost you. Everybody's lost everybody. It means we have to get the fuck out.
Talik.
Yes.
Talik.
Guys, be with us tomorrow. We're going to have Donnie Most from Happy Days tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. One of my dreams to meet one of the cast there. And maybe he'll get us through to Fonz.
Wink.
To the Fonz.
The Winkler.
Or Ron Howard would be good enough for me.
Oh, yeah. Just good enough.
That's one of my favorite directors. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, everybody. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.